This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 665,000 people died from COVID-19. It's more than 150,000 deaths in the United States, more than 90,000 in Brazil. The number of worldwide infections hits a milestone of 17 million, while the number of U.S. infections exceeds 4.4 million and 2.5 million in Brazil. Japan has indicated that the current coronavirus situation in the country does not require a return of state of emergency. That's according to the government's top spokesman. Asked about the record number of cases from a day earlier exceeding 1,000 for the first time, the chief cabinet secretary, Yoshihide Suga, repeated that the current situation did not warrant a state of emergency at this time. As the world races to find a vaccine and a treatment for COVID-19, there is seemingly no antidote in sight for the burgeoning outbreak of coronavirus conspiracy theories, hoaxes, anti-mask myths, and sham cures. The phenomenon unfolding largely on social media escalated this week when U.S. President Donald Trump retweeted a false video about an anti-malarial drug being a cure for the virus. And it was revealed that Russian intelligence is spreading disinformation about the crisis through English language websites. Experts worry the torrent of bad information is dangerously undermining efforts to slow the spread of the virus. A Chinese drug company, Sinopharm and Piranha State, have agreed to launch the fourth major COVID-19 vaccine trial in Brazil and will seek regulatory approval in the next 2 weeks. A trial by Sinopharm would join phase 3 trials already announced in Brazil by several companies. This is VOA News.